Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
We're ready for chapter 14, and so 14th chapter of Matthew. Mm-hmm. I'll cue it up for you, and it's 36 verses. Just read all verses.
Yeah.
Try to read loud if you can.
At that time, Herod the tetrarch heard the fame of Jesus, said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist." Matthew chapter 14. At that time, Herod the tetrarch heard the fame of Jesus, said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works to show forth himself in him." For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And he would have put him to death. He feared the multitude because they counted the prophet. When Herod's birthday was kept, the die of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she being, she being before instructed, her mother said, "Give me here John Baptist, head and charger." The king was sorry and blessed for oath's sake, and then when sat with him to meet, command it to be given her. And sent and beheaded John to prison. His head was brought in the charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. The disciples came and took the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, he parted thence by ship into a desert place apart out. People had heard thereof. They followed him on foot out of the cities. Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and renewed compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. It was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." And Jesus said to them, "They need not depart to give you them to eat." And they said to him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave load of disciples to the multitude. They did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and men, children. Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship, to go before him on the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. When he sent the multitudes away, he went unto a mountain apart to pray, and evening was coming. There alone. But the ship was now in the midst of sea, tied off the waves of contrary. The 4th watch of 9, Jesus went in then, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "The Spirit had on verse of Scripture," and cried out in fear. Straightway Jesus spake of them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, "O thou little faith, wert thou down to that?" And when they were coming the ship, the wind ceased, and they were. Came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And when they were gone over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out to all the country round about, that were diseased, besought him they might only touch the hem of his desert garment. As many as touched were made perfectly whole. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. We have a podcast every afternoon. We try to do that at 6 o'clock.